Okay, everyone, we are all set. Let the record indicate it is now 5:02 PM and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee is called to order. Acceptance of the minutes, there are none. But before we get started on the actual meeting, I just want to say a few words with regards to what we have ahead of us this evening. As you all know, we have two meetings in the summer, one we have in July and another one we have in August. Right now, what we have is we have 37 bids before us, which is pretty heavy lift to start out with. And on top of that, as you know, we were late in getting the binders in terms of preparation. So you'll be hearing from me on a few issues this evening because time constraints didn't allow me to do the due diligence that I need to do as finance chair on some of these items. So I think we all need to just be cognizant of the fact that it could be a little bit of a lengthy meeting. So we will start off with PCR 71-20 found on page 1 in your binder. Lynn, are you going to be speaking to that? That is Lynn Prodra. Is Lynn Prodger in the meeting? She signed on here.
Is I'm she here. Here? My video's not working. Why is my video not working?
Lynn, I can't hear you very well.
I'm here.
Okay. So you have the floor on bid number 2016-014, Banking Services.
Yes, I'm requesting an extension for that. Just through the winter to the new year. I'd like to be a little more thoughtful, especially with the falling interest rates. And I'm kind of trying to figure out ways to reconcile a little better around here. So I'd like a little bit more time to be thoughtful about how we award this in the future. And I plan on going out to bid very soon.
Lynn, when you go out for bid or rebid, will you be also updating your bid list? And I asked that question because the last time this subject came up, or the time before, I had done quite a bit of research into this to find out that, and this was pre-Lynn project, to find out that some of the vendors that were on the bid list had not received the bid request, and it had not received a bid request in quite some time. And to find out, some of them, the people that we had on the bid list had not worked for that particular entity for, in one case, 2.5 years. So nobody was getting the bid request for this. This obviously is a large book of business, and I just want to be comfortable, and particularly with the fact that you just said you want to take additional time to come back at this in a very hard way. I just want to be sure that you're going to be looking to upgrade that list and make sure that potential vendors have in fact received the bid request.
Of course, yes. Vendors reach out to me regularly and I tell them we have a bid in place, but I do have all their contact information, so I plan on sharing that with purchasing.
And this increase that you're looking for $23,280, that is the total cost to extend from September 1st through December 31st?
Correct. That's actually the cost of our lockbox services.
for just that time frame?
Correct.
Okay.
I've asked a little bit more than I'll probably use.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
Motion for the request passes. Next item, 2017-064, State of Rhode Island copiers, printers, and related devices, found on page 9.
Good evening. This is a request under City Ordinance 612 to increase the award amount on bid 2017-064 by $15,000, bringing the total for the bid, multi-year bid, to $143,000. At the same time, we would like to extend the expiration date of this award from July 31st, 2020 to October 25th, 2020. This is a piggyback off of the state's MPA 337. What transpired, as you know, and we've discussed before, we currently use Connecticut Business Systems as our service provider for most all city copiers and printers. We had hoped to go out to bid somewhere around April or May of this year to rebid that. And unfortunately, with the circumstances surrounding the COVID pandemic, we weren't able to do that until June to actually get out to bid. So we've done that. You're going to hear about that later on. But because of that, we have run out of spending authority, basically, with the existing CBS contract. We'd originally asked for that to go to the end of July, and we now need it to go to the end of October, which cuts the last payment period, the last quarter period for them, and gives us time to enact, if it's approved, our new strategy for printer and copier support. So that's the increase in amount, spending authority amount, and the extension of the date to the end of October of this year.
Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you,
Phil. Item number 3, 2018-247, Neptune cold water meters, found on page 17.
Good evening, Chairman. Terry DiPetrello, Acting Chief of Water. This is a request for an additional $50,000 out of bid number 2018-247. This sort of a cold water meter bid.
And why do you need this extension, Terry?
Well, Chairman, we buy these as needed. We don't stockpile these. Every year is different. So some years we sell more deducts, replace more older meters than others. So we typically try to keep limited stock on hand. And as we do need them, we do buy them. Right now, we have currently $24,650 left. We just ordered 4 cases. So it's about $4,200 per case with the radios and the cold water meters. So it's been a very busy year with the hot weather selling deduct meters. And we see that trend, still right end of August, still keeping up. We're selling a lot of them. So, and it's hard to say that how long that $50,000 will last. It all depends on, construction, sale of the deducts, repairs.
Terry, could you repeat the last words? We couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
It's always hard to put a timetable, Chairman, on how long a certain amount of monies will last. It all depends on weather. Like they said, the sale of deducts or repairs or construction. So that $50,000, hopefully get us, into November.
So Terry, back on February 5th of 2020, we had approved $75,000 for additional deducts. You just said that you ordered, was it 42 cases?
Oh, no, four cases, sir.
Four cases. And how many units in each case?
20 units.
And what does the cost, what is the cost of each unit?
Well, each meter, well, you have to buy a radio also. So the radio is $91 even. And in each 5/8 meter is $115.19.
The meter is $115?
That's correct.
So we're talking a total cost of $206?
That's correct.
Hold on 1 second, please. I'm getting an echo here.
Okay.
In the chamber. Hold on 1 minute, please.
Sure.
Okay. All right, so we have an issue here with one of the computers, just hang loose.
Sure.
We'll try it again. Okay, it's fine now, we're all set. All right, so Terry, at $206 a piece, you know, that buys a lot of units. And we're talking a period of, well, from February to now, it's about 6 months or so.
Right.
How many units do you still have on hand now?
On hand now, I believe we have, I believe, two cases.
With $75,000, that would have purchased about 364 units,
right,
somewhere thereabouts. And you have two cases. I'm sorry, what is, how many in the case?
20 in the case.
And we sell these meters, correct?
That's the deducts we do sell, correct? And also our construction, new construction, we also sell them also, correct?
And what is the fee that we charge per meter?
I don't have that exact fee, but I believe it's $255.75.
And what you're looking for now is an extension with an increase of $50,000.
That's correct.
Terry, do you have, what I'm looking at here is, if this $50,000 is approved in a 2 year period, actually less than a 2 year period, we would have approved $360,000 for these deduct meters.
Right.
I like to have documentation of this type of expenditure. Do you have a spreadsheet that indicates how this $360,000? Let me finish off my questions, because this is a multiple part, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So what I'm looking for is a financial spreadsheet that A, shows us the cost of all of the meters purchased, how many units we purchased, how many have been actually installed, what was our cost of those meters installed, what did we collect from the customers for the meters we installed. And you also answered already what we have in inventory. So right now we have two cases with 20 units per case. So we have a total of 40 meters currently on hand on the shelf right now. Correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So do you have the financial analysis with you now that I just asked for, which is the accounting for $350,000 that we've, $310,000 that we have approved to date.
Councilman, I don't have that in front of me. I could, we could definitely do that with our office manager tomorrow and provide that with it.
And you said in February that you had purchased, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but from February to current day, you purchased four cases, is that?
We've purchased more than that. Again, I don't have that exact number in front of me.
Okay. So once again, I have not had much time to dig into these bids, as I stated in the beginning of the meeting. $310,000 spent in less than a 2-year period, looking for another $50,000 in addition to $75,000 that we just recently approved.
Right.
You know, I need to have a comfort level of support, financial documentation before I can sign on to this again. You still have 40 meters left. I don't think 40 meters are going to be sold within the next couple of few weeks. So I'm going to ask for to hold this until the September meeting. And will that give you enough time to gather the information that I'm looking for?
No, we can gather that information relatively quickly within the next day or two.
Okay.
But if it, we run a risk, if we run out of meters, because we supply the sewer department with deduct meters for the city of Warwick Water residents. And I will tell you that the two cases we're running on a slim margin. And this is pretty much a cash register for the city. Like I said, I could definitely get you those financials. And
Do you have any of these 40 meters? Do you have them committed now? Any of them?
Yes. I would probably say there's probably about 10 to 15 committed right now.
That for certain?
That's just a rough number, sir.
Okay, so we don't know for certain how many there are.
Right, that's right. That somebody else handles that.
Okay. How many have you sold in the last 3 weeks?
I'm not sure what the sewer department has sold. Like I said, as of July 1, they took over the deduct meter portion of it. Okay. As far as we sold for new construction, I don't think any here in the water department. And I don't have the number of meters that we have replaced recently. Also.
Okay. So it's fair to say that you're not sure that between now and the September meeting, so that I can get some financial backup to the spending over here, that you're going to be out of meters. But let's take worst case scenario. Let's say that 2 days before the next meeting, you run out of meters. It's no different than people who have signed up for them and have to wait for them anyways. If everybody signs up for them, you're not going to be able to install them all in one day. They're not going to be able to buy them from anyone else. So we're not going to be losing any revenue at all if someone has to wait a week or so for these meters while I do my due diligence on a $310,000, potentially a $360,000 expenditure. Is that fair?
I understand what you're saying, but you're referencing just deduct meters, sir. We're also talking about domestic meters. The meters.
Whatever the meters are. I'm talking about meters. So I use deduct meter, but whatever the meters are, I may not have all the terminology correct, but let's just call them meters. So.
But the difference between the two, the deduct and domestic, the domestic is what registers the consumption for what we bill at. If we don't have the meters to replace on the domestic side, we basically don't know what the consumer is using.
Don't they have meters now?
I'm sorry?
They have meters installed now, don't they?
Correct. But sometimes they break, they don't work. It's mechanical. There's mechanical fixtures inside that meter. And sometimes, a lot of times they break, you know.
How many broken meters do you replace a year?
I don't have the number in front of me.
Okay. So we're talking a combination of meters. Right now, you don't have any broken meters to replace. You have a few meters that need to be installed, and you're not sure what the amount of those, how many of those are. And I'm looking for clarification in a spreadsheet to support a $310,000 expenditure with the potential for another $50,000. That's $360,000 worth of taxpayers' monies that I'm asking to see documentation about. A, what did we purchase for that? And accounting for the purchase of, right now, very close to the $310,000. And the potential for another $50,000. I don't think that's unreasonable.
Sure, I'd like I said, we can certainly furnish you with those finance reports.
Okay. Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Councilman Sinapi.
So, just so I'm clear, what's being purchased are meters, which we then turn around and sell, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And as you refer to this as a cash register, basically we get revenue from this?
That's correct. On the deduct side, Councilman, the domestic side, if we have to replace a homeowner's meter, they have already purchased that meter in the past and we charge them a monthly monthly service fee.
And the money you're asking for is solely used to buy these meters, right?
That's correct, Councilman.
And there's a record of the meters having been purchased with said money when it's done, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. I can't fathom any other documentation that we would need, but I'm not on the finance committee. So
have fun. Well, thank you, Councilman. So, Terry, you're saying that the profit from the meters, approximately $50 per meter for the deduct meters, you're saying that profit is kept within the water department's budget and is used to purchase more meters? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not exactly how the enterprise fund works, sir, on that. But
Councilman Sinapi, isn't that the question that you asked? I think you asked the question, the profit from these meters go back to purchase new meters or more meters?
What did you ask? I did not ask that.
What did you ask?
Normally, I'd turn to a stenographer now. We asked something along the lines of, isn't this a profit for the city? Ultimately, isn't this money used? Don't we have a record of how this money is used, et cetera? Because to your point of wanting to do due diligence,
okay,
this isn't something that is a complicated like Ponzi scheme or anything. It's a, we purchased these things and here's the trail it followed. So any due diligence is an after the fact need, not a before the fact. It's just unnecessary delay, especially when, as he pointed out, a delay could be problematic because people are straight up not allowed to buy these meters on their own. So if their meter breaks and they don't have any that they can get, that's a problem. And we lose out on revenue for sure.
Yes, it's actually against city ordinance for the meter has to be purchased through the water department.
The meters have to be purchased through the water department.
Yeah, that's correct.
I would assume so. I would assume so. Okay. Any other comments from members of the committee? I'm sorry, from members of the council. Any comments from members of the public? Do I hear any comments from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none. So again, I don't see where there's such an issue about looking for documentation as to how the monies were spent. We awarded $75,000 in February. That $75,000 is pretty much used up. I think Terry said there was still another $25,000 left. Correct, Terry?
Yeah, okay. $24,650, correct.
Okay, so you have $25,000 left in the kitty. Mm-hmm. You have 40 more meters to use at a cost of $200 a piece. You can purchase another 120 meters for $25,000 I don't see what the problem is with waiting a few more weeks so we can get a financial analysis and a backup so that if anyone such as our constituents are asking for us to demonstrate our due diligence on the spending, I don't see where that's a problem. You got 25,000 on hand. You can purchase another 120 meters or so. You've got two cases of 40. You got 160 meters. That's probably more than we put in the last 6 months. So
last fiscal year, we installed 962 meters in a year.
You installed, okay.
Yes.
962. Okay, so that's roughly 80 meters per month, assuming you were installing every month. We're talking 3 to 4 weeks for the next month.
Sure.
That's average of 80 meters. You just told me the number. That's an average of 80 meters. Right now, you have 160 meters sitting between purchase power, the 25,000 you still have in the account to purchase mm-hmm. new meters, and the 40 meters you have on hand. You have enough to last you for 2 months, based on my math. Having said that, I'm going to make a motion that we hold this until September 9th meeting and request the director to provide us with the financial analysis that I've requested. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
You need a PCR number.
I'm sorry. Need- okay. Go ahead.
PCR 7720.
Thank you. PCR 7720. We have a motion to hold until September 9th. We have a second, and the vote was unanimous. Thank you. Thank you, Director. And you can email that off to that information off to the to Joanne, and she will get that sent over to us. Okay.
Will do.
Thank you. Item 4, 2019-210, State of Rhode Island Telecommunication Services, found on page 24.
Good evening again. Phil Carlucci, MIS Director for the City of Warwick. We are requesting an increase in spending authority for bid 2019-210 in the amount of $91,669.91. At the same time, we would like to extend the through date from August 30th of this year to June 30th of 2021, which would put it in line with the ocean contract. And I'll bring back to your attention, back in December of last year, we brought before the council an opportunity to add ocean as a supplier of one of these communication lines, these radio circuit lines that the fire department uses. And this was the assistant chief Ummenhauser's project that he worked with Chris Kate in the networking area to come up with. That bid was approved. Once again, COVID interrupted our plans and we weren't able to get that savings enacted until June of this year. Thus, we ran out of spending authority much more quickly than we thought we would have with the Verizon. And that's why we're asking for the increase in spending authority and the extension to have it coterminous with the ocean agreement so that we can evaluate these lines every year and see what else we could take advantage of for savings. I would included a spreadsheet along with this. And I just wanted to highlight to the council or to the committee and the council that if you look at the fire department's expenditures, because the assistant chief was so diligent about cutting costs where he could, you'll see that on the two lines he has, there's a dramatic reduction that starts in February of this year, and it goes from January at 3,800, February 800, and March it goes down to 400 and continues out. Then with the ocean enactment, we're actually able to get that started. He took $2,890 a month and brought that down to, after an initial $4,000 installation cost, he brought that down to $600 a month. So it was because of his efforts that he actually saved the city approximately $40,000 just in this one year, which I always like to highlight when someone does it. So the increase would be split between the fire department and the police department, and what was normally in pretty even split between the two. You'll notice that the fire department is now down to an increase of $8,349.27. And the police department is at $83,320.64. So the majority of the lines now are with the police department. Our hopes obviously are to continue to try to find less expensive alternatives. And we are going to be working with the police department to see what we can do in that area.
Well, Phil, that is certainly good news. And I mean, I think people are very well aware of the fact that I don't have any problems jumping on an issue when I have a problem with it. And I'm certainly want to stand in the front row to extend kudos to folks when they're doing a hard work and hard effort on behalf of the taxpayers. And between yourself, the deputy fire chief, and the police department, this is a significant savings. And it's not just a one-time savings, this is an ongoing saving.
Correct.
And it certainly speaks volumes to what we can do when we're all working together and looking for the best deals for the taxpayers. So again, certainly my compliments to all three departments, you, the fire department, and the police department. Any comments from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion on 2019-210.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor? Aye.
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 Thank you. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Number five, 2020-088, police medical examinations found on page 34.
Good evening, Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. The police department is seeking an alteration to the contract for police psychological exams. The police department requested spending authorization for $8,400 or 14 exams back in June of 2019. Due to the results of some of those exams, as well as some recruits choosing to go elsewhere, we needed to have 7 additional tests administered. The exams are $600 each. Therefore, we are requesting an additional $4,200 be added to this award.
Thank you, Major. Major, you and I had a conversation earlier today. I had contacted you regarding this particular bid. And my question was, would it make sense to conduct this exam in the beginning as opposed to the end? Would you share the reasons why that wouldn't be prudent with us, please?
Sure. This is actually the most expensive portion of the police recruitment process at $600 an applicant. The written exam cost is offset by the application fee that the applicants pay. The second phase of the recruitment process is a physical test, the 1.5 mile run, push-ups, sit-ups, et cetera. That takes place at CCRI. That usually costs us a few $100 to rent that facility to administer that test. The next phase of the recruitment process is an oral interview. So the recruits come into headquarters and they're interviewed by officers that are on duty. So that cost is limited as well. At that point, all the applicants are ranked. And depending upon how many spots we're looking to hire, at that point, we would do the psychological exam and the medical exam.
Thank you for that, Major, and certainly made a lot of sense to me. I can assure you that if I were fortunate enough to pass the written exam, I would never see the $600 because I'd be stopped at that 1.5 mile sit-ups, push-ups, that sort of thing. But thank you for that explanation, Major, and it does make sense. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? I see we do have two attendees. Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Major. Next item, 2021-084, Police Undercover Operations, item 40, page 45.
The police department is seeking an alteration to the contract for police undercover operations. The police department requests an additional $4,200 in order to purchase specific equipment for our undercover detectives. If approved, funding will come from 30-340.
Thank you, Major. Again, being that this is undercover operations, I am not going to ask for any comments or communication that could potentially jeopardize any investigations going forward or currently in the process. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Next item, 2021-042, found on page 54. Father Taroki Field Playground Renovation.
Good evening. The City of Warwick Community Development Office is asking for award for playground improvements at Father Taroki Field. Total cost of the improvements are $162,706. Excuse me. The city went out to bid back in June, received nine vendors attended the mandatory pre-bid. Of that, three qualified bids were received. And based on the analysis of the office, the Yardworks bid, accepting all alternatives except for one, which was the painting, prime and paint existing chain link fence. That total dollar amount is $162,706. So we're asking for a one-time award to Yardworks Inc. of Warwick for not to exceed amount of $162,706. And these are community development block grant funds for the East Natick Village Association.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for that update. It certainly is a wonderful thing when someone is able to get those type of grants, particularly when you're talking in the $163,000 range, that's certainly very exciting. How did this grant come about for this particular item?
So this is part of the City of Warwick's entitlement of City Community Development Block Grant Funds, and each low mod income neighborhood that is eligible receives an allotment. East Natick received funds, and they chose to use their $100,000 allotment towards the playground improvements. They also have some residual funds from prior year awards as well. These funds are part of the City of Warwick's Community Development Block Grant entitlement, overall entitlement.
Does each council person receive a notice as to how much of a grant is available to them for their particular ward?
So normally the council person is on the committee, the neighborhood association committee. It's right now we have Oakland Beach, we have East Natick, and we have Appanog. So when the office does improvements in a particular neighborhood, we reach out to the council person to let them know what's going on. It's usually followed by a neighborhood association meeting, and the council person is normally invited as well.
So is it only those people that are on that committee have an opportunity to receive any of these community block grants?
So the community development block grant funds are based on census tract and block group information, based on low mod income percentages. And it's based on the census of the times. We're using the 2015 American Community Survey is what HUD requires the city to use as far as the block group and census tract information. There are some smaller census tracts and block groups throughout the city, but they don't have neighborhood associations. So normally it's those that have a master plan and a active neighborhood association. Sorry about that. There have been times when neighborhood groups, like for example, Pontiac recently fell out. Connecticut Association, parts of the business district fell out of the census tract information. Their low income percentages don't meet the threshold. And there are census tracts within the areas of Connecticut. They're not really Connecticut proper, but they would qualify that small census tract. There are census tracts throughout the city that do qualify, but they don't have associations and they don't have a formal neighborhood association.
So a particular area in any respective ward, there's this, the potential for a section of that particular ward to fall into that category. It doesn't have to be the entire ward. Is that correct?
Well, not the entire. We don't do it by ward. It's by census tract, U.S. census tract, and block group. So it's the census tract is a larger area, and then they take it by the block group, which is a smaller subset of that census tract. We use the census tract block group data from the American Community Survey right now. There are ways to qualify areas of the city that may not have the ability by census tract. You can do a income survey. You can go door to door and asking for residents. You define a service area. So if you have, a playground or a street that you want to have sidewalks put on, so you would define that service area and you would have to do a survey of that service area to come up with a low income percentage based on the number of households. And then you can do it by that, but we just, frankly, we don't have the staff to do income surveys.
Okay, so it can get a bit complicated.
It's very complicated by that mentality, by that rationale, but it can be done. It's very time consuming and it is prone to error depending on how the data is collected and how it's manipulated, but it can be done.
And the last question I have is, in this particular census track, or however you clarify it, what was, how did you choose this particular field over, or this playground recreation area over others? How did you select this one?
So in this particular census tract block group, the East Natick Association area that's covered under those census tracts, there's only two passive recreation areas. One of them is Father Taroki Field, which has playground equipment that is now not considered, I guess it wouldn't be considered safe under current standards because the sand is needs the safe zone underneath it needs to be redone. The playground equipment is getting worn out. The other passive recreation area in this area, which is right down the street from Father Troche Field, is the Baker Street Pocket Park. And that's basically a fenced in former school site, the East Natick School, and it has a couple of benches and a couple of tables. So there are no other real recreation activity areas in this census tract and block group.
Well, thank you for that, Bill. I think perhaps maybe next week, I'd like to just sit down with you and go over how this whole thing works.
Sure.
So I have a better understanding going forward. This obviously is a wonderful thing. It's very exciting, particularly for a playground area, especially I think with everything that is going on in society today, that particularly the youngsters in that particular area are going to have the benefit of upgrading that park and having a place for them to go that's safe and clean and something that's going to put some enjoyment in their life, and they'll be relatively protected in that area. So I think it's a good thing. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. I agree. I think this is a great project, a great use of these funds. I know that the Apanag Association has done projects like this. I know that when I'm hearing with constituents, they love to see upgrades to our city facilities and our playgrounds like this. And this is a great project, and I look forward to supporting it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman.
Mr. Chairman. I also agree with the councilman there. I have a master plan, and I have worked with the this project as far as the community development block grant, and it is a plus. It's really it's good that we have this in place, and lucky for the East Natick. So I think it's a great thing.
Absolutely. Again, especially during these times. Any other questions from members of the council?
Just a brief comment.
Yes, Councilman Sinapi.
Just to point out, the residents are looking forward to the renovations and upgrades to the park. Definitely something that we're looking forward to, especially given that the parks, need some work. This will be good. Especially, no love for the pocket park, though, Bill?
Not at this time.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. Thank you. Item 2021-048A, asphalt, concrete, hot mixes, and cold patch found on page 64.
Good evening. Kristen Moretti, Department of Public Works.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. Department's requesting to award this bid to the five bids that were received in the amount of $250,000 for a one-year period beginning September 15th, 2020 and expiring September 14th, 2021.
Christy, so talk to us about the five bidders. I'm sorry. The five people that you want to award this to.
So this bid is for the asphalt products that we use to do small patches and potholes. Particularly in the winter months, it can be a little more difficult for us to get cold patch. And then the plants do shut down at different times with the hot mix. So we are requesting to award all five bidders. In the event that we can't get a material from one bidder, we do have alternatives.
And this current bid expires on September 14th, is that correct?
Yes.
Christy, in your letter, it says these are materials used on a regular basis for repair small asphalt jobs. Tell me what does that mean? What does on a regular basis mean? And for repair small asphalt jobs.
We purchase asphalt regularly. We primarily use it to fill potholes, but we also do small patch jobs where they may cut out a small area and if it's uneven or there's an issue and they go in and they fix it, the asphalt crew. So that's what these materials are used for, which is why we say we purchase them on a regular basis.
Sure. Okay, good. So you have there's materials available now. You still have spending authority currently for these materials?
The bid that we have in place right now was as needed. There was no cap, but yes.
And how many staff persons do we have doing these pothole repairs and small asphalt repairs now?
The staffing is not part of my purview, so I can't honestly answer that question. I don't know.
Is Director Salitro here?
Hello, Councilman.
Oh, yes. Hi, Director. So the question I had asked Christy was how many staff people you have currently doing pothole repairs and small asphalt repair jobs?
So currently we are cleaning up after the storm, which was quite extensive, although it was a small duration. That's what we're concentrating on. So right now I have no asphalt crew.
So the storm was a week or so ago. What do you have for an asphalt group for the past several months before the storm?
I had a pothole crew, and a few select days we could get small patches done, as we did in your area.
I just heard you say as we did in my area. So I'm still looking for small pothole repairs that I've been asking for several months now. When can I expect this crew to come out there or a crew to come out there and take care of those?
Well, currently we're doing yard waste and cleaning up after the storm. I can get back to you if you'd like.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it. I've asked a couple of times in the last 2 months about several particular potholes that still haven't been fixed. So I guess we'll end up possibly in Councilman Sinapi's committee, I think it is, on claims with some of these. Yeah, so if you could get back to me tomorrow on those requests that I've made over the last month and a half or so for pothole repairs, I'd appreciate it. And while the subject was brought up about the storm, I would also extend the kudos to you and your department for what I consider to be a very good job in response to those storms, and how not only DPW handled it, but how police and fire were reacting to it as well. So kudos to you and your team on that issue, Director. Any other questions from members of the committee? This is a $250,000 award. Does anyone have any questions about this? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I would need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a favorable, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. A motion passes, and once again, I am looking forward to seeing those crews out there expending this $250,000 worth of asphalt in these potholes and small repairs that we have, which we certainly have plenty to take care of that amount. I'm hoping to see that happening very, very shortly. Item 2021-04048B, asphalt, concrete, hot mixes, and cold patch, found on page 67.
Terry DiPietro, Acting Chief of Water. Same as DPW. Those five vendors, choose those five vendors for redundancy. Some vendors carry certain things, certain types of cold patch that we use after water main breaks in the wintertime. Some vendors don't sell certain things that we need. So we're requesting $65,000 from